Regulatory setback doesn't stop AEP wind project read by an automated voice.
Texas regulators Thursday rejected their ratepayers' participation in an American Electric Power wind project for the second time in 3 years, denying a plan by subsidiary Southwestern Electric Power Company, or SWEPCO, to add 810 megawatts of wind energy.
The Public Utility Commission's denial will not affect EEP's $2 billion North Central Wind project, comprising three wind farms in Oklahoma that will provide 1,485 megawatts of capacity. Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma regulators have already approved the project, as has AEP ago with $2 billion North Central Wind project.
An estimated 464 megawatts of capacity will now be allocated to SWEPCO's Louisiana customers and 268 megawatts to Arkansas customers. SWEPCO's sister company Public Service Company of Oklahoma's, or PSO share, will remain at 675 megawatts. SWEPCO wholesale customers will receive an additional 78 megawatts. Invenergy is building the three North Central wind farms.
Invenergy. SWEPCO President Malcolm Smoke reiterated that the PUC's order does not affect North Central's full viability.
"It is disappointing that our customers in East Texas and the Panhandle will not have access to this major wind project, missing the opportunity for long-term cost savings and making it more difficult for businesses, residents, and communities to meet their renewable energy goals," he said in a statement.
AEP says the North Central wind facilities will save its SWEPCO and PSO customers $3 billion over the next 30 years.
The Texas Commission rejected that argument in approving administrative law judges' proposed decision. The ALJs said the North Central wind facilities will significantly increase SWEPCO's rate base, with some of the financial risk placed on the customers rather than the shareholders. EEP's North Central wind project will involve three wind farms in Oklahoma. AEP.
SWEPCO's request was opposed by most intervening Texas consumer groups. They pointed out that the wind generation is not needed for SWEPCO's capacity needs.
PUC Chair DeAnn Walker agreed, noting the utility is projected to have excess capacity until 2026.
"How this has been laid out is not something that I can go with," she said.
"There are features of the project that I really like, but if you bring us a project that benefits consumers, yet all consumer groups are opposed," Commissioner Arthur Dandria said, "it makes it difficult to grant that.
It seems like the quantification of benefits did not become, to me, convincing," added Commissioner Shelley Botkin.
Invenergy is developing the three wind farms.
One is expected to be completed this year, the other two by the end of 2021. SWEPCO and PSO will acquire the facilities upon their completion.
In 2018, the PUC similarly denied SWEPCO's attempt to acquire a 70% interest in EEP's proposed $4.5 billion wind catcher energy connection. AEP canceled the project the day after the commission's rejection.